Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome in. It's the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Dustin Hockensmith, Greg Pickle here, talking some Penn State football for the next hour. The season opener is approaching ever so quickly. We're coming to you right now from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. We have some camp tidbits to cover. We also have some notes from coaches themselves. James Franklin talking about some of the hot topics on the team, including some young players. Terry Smith, Penn State's cornerbacks coach, also getting into some of the nitty-gritty, helping us understand the position of playing cornerback. So we're going to roll those quotes and we're going to discuss them for most of the show here. We're going to start with some news and notes from the weekend. New commit coming on Friday. We'll discuss that in just a moment. I wanted to start, Greg, just, you know, a few little items came out from camp, but I wanted to talk about Big Ten Network and their crew visiting and anything that came out of that. And I don't think there was anything earth-shattering, but, you know, one of the things that I thought was the funniest maybe was James Franklin getting on set with those guys and more or less saying that there's nobody out there who cares that Penn State is young. No, right. Nobody cares that they're young. Nobody has any sympathy for that. And I guess it got me to thinking, you know, we didn't spend a lot of the offseason talking about how young.
So you're saying we didn't care either?
Well, it's not that I don't know. I guess they're young, but there's so much potential in so many of these guys, and they're arguably more talented now than they've been since who knows when. Right. Now, talent when it's raw is one thing. Talent when it's polished is another. But how big of a concern do you think youth really is? Like, should we have been discussing that more?
I think that they're young at spots you can be young at. You know, they're young at receiver, but how many times have we heard James Franklin say, the farther away you are from the ball, the better off you are in terms of getting on the field and making an impact? Same thing with running back. You know, they're inexperienced at quarterback. I guess as a redshirt sophomore, you can call Sean Clifford young, but as much action as he's seen either as a signaler or as a guy that was working as the number two when Tommy Stevens was hurt or even as the number one during camp, you know, I'm sort of hard pressed to say that, you know, you obviously this team is young. There's no question. I mean, you go look at Phil Steele's experience chart. Penn State on that ranks, you know, pretty darn near the bottom, 122nd out of 130 FBS teams. So yeah, they don't return, you know, as much talent. They do return a lot of talent. They don't return as much veteran players, as many veteran players than a lot of other teams across the country. But, you know, are you better with a veteran linebacker that isn't Micah Parsons? Are you better with a veteran wide receiver that isn't KJ Hamler? You know, I don't think so. So I think we spent a lot of time talking about inexperience, and that's really, I think, what this group is going to have to do to take the next step. Rashid Walker, yeah, he's young and he's inexperienced, but can he get it done in his first year as a starter? That's going to be the big question for this team, and there's a lot of positions and players that will fall into that category. But you know what? There's teams across the country that are young, but when you recruit well, so when you turn your roster over with better players, you're supposed to get those guys on the field early. You're supposed to see a pretty much immediate impact from a good chunk of those guys. So I don't think it's a bad thing. I think that, you know, between John Reed, Jan Johnson, Garrett Taylor, Michael Mennett, Steven Gonzalez, they have veteran presence and guys that are leaders. But guess what? If Micah Parsons or Sean Clifford aren't stepping up as leaders, if KJ Hamler's not stepping up as a leader, that's a problem, because they're some of your most talented guys that need to be not just in big on-field roles, but big off-field roles as well.
I think you put it pretty much perfectly there, especially when you mention, you know, being young at certain spots. Like there's a few that maybe it's less than ideal. Having Rashid Walker, you know, having to put him in a position where you're leaning on him hard at left tackle from day one as a redshirt freshman, that's not ideal. But, you know, I think they really have a lot of confidence in the youth in the program anyway, and I think they're ready to let him sink or swim. So I think, you know, some whether they're young at some spots or other, and I would say also, you know, Ohio State turns its roster over every single year. How many guys do they lose every year to the draft? They've constantly got sophomores in high leverage roles. Good programs are going to have to deal with that. Good programs are the ones that spit out the most NFL talent, that lose guys early at higher rates than the other ones. So continuity isn't really there. That's where coaches really start to make their money, is when they're able to bring these young guys to life. So this is, I think, exactly where Penn State wants to be. It's the reason why they had guys leave at such a high rate in the transfer portal, is that the writing was on the wall in a lot of places. We got talented young guys, and they're here to stay, and they're here to play right now. So we'll see how it starts to work out, but I don't really have that many concerns about youth. He did mention, James Franklin did, you know, just what they have to do differently at practice, which is what I thought was insightful, to, you know, emphasize even more than they already do different situations, third downs, red zone, 4 minute, 2 minute, all the different situations. That includes the scrimmage that was at Beaver Stadium on Sunday night, as he told those guys. You know, you just have to keep putting them in these situations where they have to understand what they're doing, and you have to work harder on things that maybe you can take for granted with an older team.
Yeah, no doubt about that. I mean, so, you know, that experience chart we talked about, Ohio State's 93rd in the country, so they're in that sort of boat as well as a bottom third team. But again,
where's Penn State on that chart, did you say?
122nd. Yeah, out of 126. So, I mean, obviously some difference, but not huge. And you have to figure it out, you know, at some point. You have to be able to take that next step forward. So, you know, you mentioned a scrimmage. I think that's a big deal. One other thing I'd note just on Rashid Walker, 247 Sports did a look at 15 redshirt freshmen who are expected to break out in 2019. Rashid Walker's on that list. He's one of four offensive linemen listed there. So it's not like Penn State.
Big 10 wide.
No, this is college football
wide. College football wide. Okay.
But yeah, so, but you know, obviously, you know, there's many teams aren't going to find themselves in this situation, but Penn State's one of four that does. And so it's not alone in this idea of let's get our really talented guy that we beat out a lot of super teams for on the field as quickly as possible, even though he's just a redshirt freshman. So I think he looked pretty good. He has been going up against Etor Gross-Matos in practice. And last week at practice, Etor, I mean, it's not fair, really. This is like, remember that time that one of the Penn State coaches tweeted out? I think it was Gross-Matos beating somebody. Was it Rashid Walker?
Was it was somebody Rashid else? Walker.
Yeah. And it's really unfair because it's one instance of, you know, 100 snaps they get in practice, 700 snaps they get in a week.
Right.
And, but there was that video clip where Etor beat him pretty soundly. That happened again last week at practice on one snap. He could have blocked Etor for the 15 before we got in there, and then
Dave Revson shared a clip of them going one-on-one, and yeah, Walker won that
right
one-on-one.
So it is I guess what I'm getting to, it's a long walk for a short drink of water, but talk about trial by fire. I mean, he's been competing against one of the best defensive ends in the country since his first opportunity to get first team reps, and he got some of those, I would assume, last year as well, as sort of a safety measure. So I mean, it's not like he's been blocking you or I, or, you know, somebody who's
good
not
luck, Rashid.
Yeah, right. So, you know, I think that can only help him.
I think we could both rush at him 2-on-1. He'd squash us like bugs.
Yeah, I think we could take the whole KSN crew. Ross might have a shot.
Ross,
but
yeah, maybe
eliminate Ross. And yeah, I think you could do 6 versus 1, and I'm not sure we're getting to him.
That's the Keystone Kickoff Show. We're doing more than talking about ourselves as pass rushers. We're talking about Penn State. News from the weekend.
Did you see the headline of the weekend, by the way? Has nothing to do with Penn State.
Maybe.
Possession charge against Georgia Southern quarterback Shai Wirtz dropped after discovery that bird poop was not cocaine.
I did see that.
I got nothing for it, but it just it,
so you work
couldn't
in the
ignore it.
You work in the news business, and there's a lot of instances where you just can't make up what is there.
Right.
I've heard some not good, so good things. I didn't watch the film from the actual arrest, but I heard some not good things about that too. By the way, this segment brought to you by GoPSURV.com. Our good friends there offering the ultimate tailgating experience with a special through, what is it, August 15th? You order through August 15th, you rent an RV, you get a free 409 Tailgate Club barbecue meal for everybody in your crew. Again, that runs through August 15th. That season opener is coming soon, August 31st. No better way to check out a football weekend in Happy Valley than to spend the whole entire weekend tailgating, having all the logistics taken care of for you, including the shuttle to and from Beaver Stadium. You don't have to worry about a thing. You show up, you hang out in your RV, you hang out in the lot. They got a ginormous screen there for you to watch other games, whether that's on Friday or whether that's on Saturday. And you take the shuttle over, you come right back, you continue tailgating until the game's over. Once again, gopsurv.com. Wanted to touch on the Kazai Holmes commitment. A big one, commitment number 22 in the class. He's a 4-star, listed as a number 6 all-purpose back, number 207 player overall in the 24/7 composite. Obviously a big pull from Florida for Jawan Sider. He joins the likes of Noah Kane, John Dunmore, TJ Jones. Just in the last two classes, you talk about the unique kinds of talent that are coming from the Sunshine State. Because iHolmes, he might be the most unique of them all because, Greg, you watch what he does. He's listed at 6 foot, 180 pounds. They don't use him in a conventional running back role. They don't use him in a conventional wide receiver role. He sure looks like he can do both, but I don't know yet what he is. I don't know whether he comes to Penn State and he's a versatile weapon, whether he's a running back, whether he's a wide receiver. Maybe the point here is his speed and his football skill might translate to any position that Penn State can dream up.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they can use him pretty much wherever they want. You know, I think we talked about it last week, but he was the fastest man at the opening regional in Florida. There's a lot of fast guys down there. Yeah. I mean, we talk about it all the time. Why does Penn State recruit Florida so hard? Because Florida speed. I mean, the kids that come out of Florida, and you know, Penn State has a couple of them on their roster now, John Dunmore, TJ Jones. They have a lot of fast kids down there that not only win football foot races, but they also win track medals, a lot of them. So, of course, that's not just Florida, but again, the term Florida speed wasn't just dreamt up overnight. So, we've heard Jaywon Slater talk about that a lot, and this kid can move. I mean, he is fast, he is versatile, he sees things well in the open field. I mean, he is a guy that when you talk about having different styles of running backs, you know, Penn State at this point, and the Big Ten Network show is interesting because Pat Freiermuth with heat praise on Devin Ford, and it wasn't to the detraction of Noah Kane because he said good things about him too. But yeah. Dustin, I think we're at the point now where they're both going to play. Journey Brown's going to play. Ricky Slade is going to play. Could one of those guys take a step forward and do what Saquon Barkley did and make the conversation behind him irrelevant? Sure, but I don't think it's going to happen right away because they're all going to get a chance. Back to the point of the conversation though, with Keziah Holmes, Penn State beat out some Florida schools for him. There were a lot of top programs that wanted his services. Jaywon Slater able to close the deal again. He may be one of James Franklin's. Yeah, obviously, Joe Moorhead, I think, tops the James Franklin hire list. But Jaywon Slater's right up there, man, because he continues to just be impressive, not just in his coaching, but also in his recruiting. And, you know, he's obviously brought some players to the Lions that they probably wouldn't have even been able to get into the door with previously.
Oh, I think absolutely with these guys. To pull talent from Florida all the way up to Pennsylvania is a tough trek, but he is such a good recruiter and has such good connections down there. And I think it's worth saying one more time, you know, what they went through last year, jockeying assistants around, you know, to make room for Jaywon Slater. It caused a little short-term pain that I think we're starting to see again and again, the long-term gain. Keziah Holmes, really interesting guy. You can't mimic that speed. It's something that Penn State, even as they're building talent, continues to want to get faster and faster and faster. Keziah Holmes, a huge step in that right direction. The 4-star from Florida, really versatile guy. Good addition for Penn State. We got more. We talked about Devin Ford, and James Franklin has some things to say about him. We'll get that in just a moment.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. Go PSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to gopsurv.com and reserve your RV today. 409 Tailgate Club proudly introduces our tailgate wines. Like our great sauces and rubs, you'll enjoy our wines at your next cookout, tailgate, or even as a great gift for that fan of the blue and white. Speaking of blue and white, you've got to try our award-winning Sapphire Blue, made from pure blueberry juice. Or how about our Old Main Pinot Grigio and 1855 Vidal? Go to tailgatewine.com and find all our PA preferred wines. That's tailgatewine.com.